Our next presentation is Pour Some More, and our presenter is Mr. Pete Hosey of Jackson Walker. He's a partner in the Jackson Walker San Antonio office. He got his Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Texas at El Paso, his law degree at St. Mary's University. He practices primarily in the areas of oil, gas, and mineral law, title and transactional matters, real estate law, business law, and international law. Since 1998, he served on the Joint Editorial Board for the Development of the Texas Title Examination Standards, and he's a frequent lecturer in the state of Texas at various CLEs, different sponsored events concerning oil and gas issues, land titles, title insurance, and other real estate-related topics. And with these all these articles, I will say he probably has some of the best titles for the articles I've seen. So please join me in welcoming Mr. Pete Hosey.
Okay, I'll take out our phones so we'll know where we're at. Good morning. Thank you for having me. This is a clicker. My grandson's not here, Paul, so if I get in trouble, it's all you. Half an hour visit, so it's not a very long time. So I'll be brief, and as you've heard me say in the past, the mind can't comprehend what the seat can't endure. So we'll move along. We're going to talk about pore space this morning. I want to say thank you to Professor Anderson, who is one of the, as you can see from the paper and the PowerPoint, has worked on this before and we cite. And Professor Kulander, who was kind enough to tell me that waiting for the newest opinion on a subject was excuse number four. But as of this morning, I looked and the Supreme Court opinion on the case that we need has not yet arrived. So there we are. All right. I wrote the paper along with my son. That was a great privilege. And we wanted to talk this morning about pore space in the sense that historically, at least an old geezer when I started, everything was hydrocarbons, oil and gas. Last year I spoke at the 55th annual Houston Association of Petroleum Landmen seminar, and I was horrified when I realized I'd actually attended the fifth. So anyway, in any event, we've gone from hydrocarbons to other energy sources, renewable energy, also in terms of the environment, the sequestration of carbon, for instance. And so we are now looking at, as practitioners, with regard to real property rights, not only oil and gas and the severance of minerals from the surface and those rights, solar and wind rights. We're looking at now subsurface rights as far as now pore space, because that's become very interesting and valuable. Lithium, perhaps, associated with brine. All of these issues that when years ago were not even thought about are now part of not only our lexicon, but our practice. And so we're going to have to deal with that. This is not a paper, by the way, on the regulatory regime. The EPA class 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 permits, or how the Railroad Commission or the TCEQ will regulate these issues. It's about basically ownership and the consequences of that. What is a pore space? Who would own it? What are the consequences of that? How are the parties who have interests connected legally? In other words, the surface owner, the mineral owner, trespass, these substances migrate. The ability of the parties then to negotiate for these various substances, and who we have to identify, well, really who owns it and who should we identify when, as practitioners, we advise clients who in many cases put out a significant capital expense. All right, who are we?